T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I stand for this guy.
How's New York doing?
Oh, my God. How are you? It is a pleasure and honor again.
What year last year with you guys?
2 years ago.
More than that. We've seen you like five or six times for you.
Year in a row, right?
Oh, my God.
I don't mean...
And now you're even a bigger deal now.
Yeah.
The Joint Chief of Staff, the Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, General Mark Milley.
He's here. He's
He is here along with Ramon Colon Lopez, the senior enlisted advisor to the chairman. Now, General, I don't know if we should brag, but I think that your interviews with us led to the
General as well.
You got.
I think this is a big interview here, and I just want to say hello.
Oh my God!
To all the great people of New York City from the United States military, and I'm here with the senior enlisted advisor, senior enlisted soldier, sailor, airman, and marine in the United States military.
Wow.
Out of 2.1 million. Colon Lopez, CZ as we call him. He's
CZ.
An Air Force.
CZ.
CZ. Charlie
CZ.
Zulu. Charlie Zulu.
Okay.
CZ,
okay.
Yeah. CZ. So he is bad to the bone. This is a guy, multiple awards for valor, Air
wow.
Force Special Operations.
God bless.
Joint Special Operations Command, and Halo, Scuba.
Wow.
He's done it all, and he's a representation of all that's good in America.
Wow. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank God bless you so much.
Congratulations.
Yes, indeed.
And oh, by the way, he's a Yankees Giants fan, so we got issues.
Because
I got the Red Sox Patriots, so I don't know. We got issues.
We're Jet Met fans, so that's all you need to know.
Jet Met fans are good.
How did you guys work?
Patriots kill us all the time.
How did you bring them in knowing that kind of sports divide that you guys have? It shows a lot about you, Mr. General.
Talent. Absolute talent. Go for competence and character, and he's got it all.
You know what? I would pay money for this. And I love you. I tell you, you're the best. There's nobody better than you. I would pay money to be in a room with you and the president. I mean, that has got. I mean, you talk about like wow, like you know what I mean, like that. I mean, that is firepower. You know what I mean?
Well, those conversations. I'm very honored and humbled to do that and to represent all the troops out there and to render advice to the president. But those conversations, as you know, are always going to be private.
Well, no, I understand. But I'd love to be in. Love to hear some of that.
And I don't write books, brother.
No, I maybe one day you will. Who knows?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't think so. You don't seem like a book guy.
Right.
That's right. So how you doing?
Oh, we're
doing
good.
Excellent.
Yeah, so what do you think today? Who's going to win?
Not as good as you.
Who's going to win?
Honestly, Navy's probably going to win. I mean, Navy's.
You think? I would
some,
take the points, though.
You're getting 10.5. You got 10.5 on a spread.
Yep.
Well, the one thing about this game is it's always close. So from that aspect, I would take the points. But Navy's had a hell of a year this year.
Yeah, they have.
They've had a big bowl game in a few weeks.
You guys are on a streak now, though, three in a row.
Yeah, well, you got that, and you got the weather. Weather favors the defense.
Yeah.
And I would say the Army defense probably a little bit better than Navy offense.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm the chairman now, so I got to go right down the middle. Line drive singles.
Yeah.
So one half of the game, I'm going for the Navy. The other half, I'm going for the Army, and the entire game I'm going for the Air Force.
I see.
Mr. General, what did you think of the Yankees signing the best pitcher or one of the best pitchers in baseball in Garrett Cole?
I would just say
Red
go Sox.
He's the Yankee
Sox.
Fan.
He's happy. Ask him. Ask CZ.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, the General is all about competition. You guys remember the last interview you did when he talked about excellence, you know, with Tom Brady and Belichick and so on.
Yeah.
Well, the Yankees are there for us in New York.
I
mean, 27 going on 28 with Garrett Cole. We're going to do good.
Yeah. I would think so.
Maybe.
I would think. Look, the Red Sox have won four in the last 15 years now.
Yeah. They're doing all right.
I mean,
come on. Give me a break.
And your football team. I mean, you only got six. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Hey, they lost three, but you can't count Brady out.
Yeah.
Best quarterback in NFL history ever.
Not happening this year.
Belichick is squared away. Don't underestimate him.
I never do.
It ain't over till it's over there,
brother. I never underestimate Bill.
It ain't over till it's over.
You know I don't.
That's right.
How is it? So I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
General Milley, I love this guy.
By the way, let me quickly say you're listening to WFAN, WFAN.com, New York, the whole thing.
Yeah, come on, this is the general.
Yes.
Seriously, how is it working with the president? Sir, I got to ask you that. How is it?
Well, I'm not going to characterize any kind of conversations or any of that.
No,
with
I don't
the
want a conversation.
I think
how
we're very blessed to have a very, very capable military, very capable administration.
Is he a tough
guy
to do it?
Yeah, the president's a very tough guy, absolutely. And he asks tough questions all the time, and he gets advice from lots of different people. And I'm privileged and honored to be one of those people.
Yeah.
He listens closely, and we're moving out. We're doing a lot of good things as a military. We've got 2.1 million in service today in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. in the active and reserve. We're all over the world doing things on freedom's frontier and defending the Constitution of the United States. So we're very proud, and this president, this administration, and this Congress, and the people of America have been very generous to the American military.
Well, General, you are you're the top military guy.
You really are.
What is that like for you? Is it a humbling experience when you were approved to be the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff?
It is incredibly humbling. And you spend 40 years of service and a lot of sacrifice. My mother and father before me served in World War II in the Navy and Marine Corps, and it's just incredibly humbling to represent them as the senior officer. And I know I'm speaking for CZ as well as the senior enlisted. Well, and it's our job to ensure that their interests are looked after on a day-to-day basis, and that when we put them in harm's way, they're going in with the proper training, leadership, equipment, and the best things that America can buy and provide for them.
Now, can I call you CZ?
Yes,
call
yes,
you that? Okay, now you work directly with this... With the general here?
That is correct.
Now I'm going to ask you this question. How difficult is it working with him? I want to know that.
Very difficult.
I have to tell you, General Milley, what you see is what you get. So
right. That's why we love him.
It's very refreshing to just know exactly what you're walking into. And that candor and that point is, and, you know, deliberate focus is really what's going to get us where we need to be. So I think that we as a department, we're in a good place right now. Mm.
What do you do as the senior enlisted advisor to the chairman? What responsibilities do you have, CZ?
So you heard the chairman speaking about 2.1 million service right. members. You know, the majority of that are enlisted forces. So my focus right now is just to make sure that there are, you know, the best equipped, the best trained, and the most lethal military force in the world. That is really our charge. So that's what we do.
Mm. Now the general mentioned that you've seen duty. You've been, I'm trying to think of the right word.
Multiple awards for valor,
right? All of that kind of thing. Can you tell us a little bit, you know, what you did, where you served, and all of that?
Yeah, so, you know, much like a lot of young men and women, you know, I have cut my teeth in Afghanistan and Iraq and many other places. Working in special operations, much like General Milley, you know, in our career, it's been great, and it's forged the leadership that I have today.
Mm. General, what is it like? You're here every year to Army Navy. Does it ever get old, or is it always that special?
No, it's always very exciting. This is America's game. You know, this is, you're not talking LSU, Ohio State here, Oklahoma, that kind of thing.
Right.
You're talking America's game. And these cadets, these midshipmen that are on the field, and they are going to compete against each other in good weather, bad weather. They're going to do it in all kinds of sports, football, hockey, basketball, soccer, whatever, right? But at the end of it, when they graduate, they're all going to get commissioned either ensigns in the Navy or second lieutenants in the Army, and they're going to fight for America. And so this is America's game, and this is all about the American military and what they're going to do after they graduate. And once the game's over, they'll lock arm in arm to defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what the game's all about.
And we can't thank you guys enough for the service you give. I mean, it's off the charts. I mentioned this. I've said it a million times. My father was a prisoner of war with the Germans in World War II. You know, it definitely took a toll on his life going
sure.
forward. He died young
yep.
because of that. And I have nothing but tremendous respect for what you guys do in the military. And you forget it. You're like the top of the top.
Oh,
no, you are.
I wouldn't say that.
Top guy in the military.
You are. Today, but you never know what happens tomorrow. So every day you got to rise to the occasion. And you asked about what the senior enlisted advisor, one of the key things he does is make sure that standards are met. And he's the keeper of the standards. And the non-commissioned officers of the United States military are the backbone of the military. And those are the guys that keep the standards. They're the guys who do the primary training throughout all of the services. They're the ones who not only train enlisted, but they also train officers. I've had a senior enlisted next to me since the time I was a second lieutenant, from platoon sergeant all the way up to today. And we have the finest non-commissioned officer corps, the finest group of sergeants, chief petty officers, chief mass sergeants, anywhere in the world, any Army in the world, any Navy in the world, any Air Force, any Marine Corps. No one beats the American non-commissioned officer. We're very, very fortunate to have him.
Now, can I ask about the decorations you guys have? Can you explain that? Because it's very impressive, I have to say, on your uniforms. CZ, can you give me a little feel on that?
Yeah, some are for positions of high responsibility, or not. A few are for valor, just
right,
actions on
right.
the battlefield. And then that is the psychological reading of any soldier, sailor, airman, and Marine. You can tell where they have been by the colors they wear on their chest. So,
I see. So somebody that's in the Army would, or Navy, whatever, would know exactly what it is all about when we
yes.
look at that. Because it's very impressive. It really is.
I think we had a great response when you said that to one of the women here who had all the decorations
she did.
On. She said, I've been busy.
And yeah,
been
right. You guys are busy. We got that.
Answer.
That's definitely
answer.
True. There's no doubt about that.
Sure. Well, we're very humbled to serve, and we're very humbled to represent all the troops that are out there.
We're humbled that you guys are serving the American people as well as you do, and we trust you and we appreciate you, and it's always great talking
before,
to you.
Before I let you go, one more thing. How difficult is it to be the chief of staff? I mean, it's obviously a major responsibility, major position.
I'm done with being chief of staff. I'm chairman now.
Are you
chairman of the Joint Chiefs?
Are you chairman?
I used to be chief of staff.
So you're above that now.
Above that now.
So you're calling the plays now.
I don't know if about the president calls the plays.
Well, you don't know.
I'm just on the field trying to execute.
So you're like the offensive
I'm
coordinator?
I'm trying to execute.
Is that what you want?
I'm an advisor.
Okay.
I'm actually an advisor. What I do is I'm the principal military advisor to the President of the United States. And, and the other Joint Chiefs are also advisors, military advisors to the Secretary of Defense, the President, Congress, and the National Security Council. And together we form a board of five or six senior officers. And I'm the chairman of that organization.
Wow.
And each of them are the chiefs of their service as well, which is what I was the last 4 years.
Wow.
So if there's a bad idea, you say, listen, here's what we should do, and then maybe a good idea comes out of it.
Well, we look at the situation around the world, and we develop the situation, the intelligence situation, and we look at it, and we figure out all the puts and takes, and we determine courses of action, best ways to solve problems with a military instrument of power. And then we make those recommendations to the Secretary of Defense and the President. And it involves a lot of work, a lot of analysis. None of them are always, you know, anytime you start talking about using the military, those are always bad choices at that point in time.
Sure.
So we much prefer diplomatic outcomes in international politics.
Right.
But where we're necessary, and we have to apply the military instrument, it's our job to provide the President with the best advice possible.
Tremendous stuff.
And you guys do a great job.
We really
appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to say one more thing about CZ, though. You know,
yes.
Go ahead, please do.
You know, this morning he went to confession. And he came to me and he said, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. And I've been a Yankees fan most of my life in public. But I want you to know I'm a closet Red Sox fan. That's what he said.
Come on.
That's what he said.
No, he didn't. He did.
I told him, said, two fathers and a Hail Mary, and you're good to go.
CZ, I'm not buying that one.
Stay strong, CZ.
That's exactly right.
We're bad fans, but stay strong.
That's exactly right. Amen.
All right, God bless you. God bless New York. Go New York.
Thank you, CZ.
General, it's always a pleasure. CZ, God bless.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. General Mark Miller, Chairman, Joint Chief of Staff, and Ramon Colon Lopez, CZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.